solution share known to test.
A lot of work to do. Let's talk to Halakhic Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Iskachili b'mone. Iskachili b'mone v'natlosoi v'zarkosoi b'layam. She takes it and she throws it into the sea. Oyla ar, oyla chol davar ha'avud. Ein mekudeshes. As I state in the Gemara. Rashi says, Natlosav ezarkosa liyam, b'fonav loymer eini roitzer. Rashi is mashma, achronim armadaik, and for some reason we're only talking about a case when she's zarkosa b'fonav loymer eini roitzer. But let's say he wasn't there when she's zarkosa liyam, then lechayra, it's mashim Rashi. Then it's not what the Gemara is talking about, even though it just says in the Gemara, "Skachi levamana natlas zarkosa liyam." Or the or lechol davar avad einu mekudeshes. We have to see what the reason why it has to be befanav. Says the Gemara. That as if to say, meaning to say. Says the Gemara. Hashadzinu kamei avikedushin. But if she would throw it back in front of him or place it in front of him, then it would be kedushin. It's only if she throws into the yam or davar of it. Seems like she's saying to him, "Take it, I don't want it." Answers the Gemara, "Lo mi bai kama. Lo mi bai shatzin hu kamei." Not only when she returns it to him. But if she threw it into the yam or to the or, ema, baby was saying, "Kivan de mechayiv." Behu, being that she's going to become chayiv, kedushay kodesh nafsha, she means to be mekadosh herself. In other words, if she's just throwing back in front of him, so then it's not costing her anything. So then she just gave it back to him. But if she's throwing into the sea, she's going to have to pay for this. So why is she doing that? If she just doesn't want to be married, she could just throw it back in front of him, and she could just say, "No, thank you." Why is she throwing it in the sea? It must be she's coming to use it for something. What she could be used, could she be using it for? She's using it to test him to see if he is a ragzon or not. So really, she's mekadosh herself, and that she's doing this is to test him if he's a ragzon or he's not a ragzon. It's a little bit strange because she's married already. Why does she? It's a little late to test if he's a ragzon or not. I guess she just wants to know how to deal with her husband. She has to know if he's going to be difficult to deal with. Does she have to walk on eggshells or not? But married, she's married. Tan lemetav tan dum lemetav armalu. She's married. She's okay. You know, I'll deal with what I got. The question is, I just have to know what I have. The chori does is the pshat. I'll call upon him. Why does Rashi say zarkasa layam b'funav loymer eini roitzer? So one could suggest the reason Rashi says l'funav is because the only way that you're going to be boidik him if he's a ragzon or not is if he sees her doing this. If he doesn't see her doing this, so then there's no bedika. Now, it's the whole shaila of maybe we mean mekudeshes is only because it's b'funav. It's not b'funav for sure. She doesn't mean to be mekudeshes. Could say that's pshat in Rashi, but if you're medayik in Rashi, it's not mashma. Say Rashi says zarkosiyam lif b'funav loymer eini roitzer. It sounds like Rashi is saying that the b'funav is the way that she's saying eini roitzer by making this public display. So then she's making like a protest because she doesn't want to get married. So Rashi is saying that the reason that b'funav is itself a component in how she says eini roitzer.
She says no. You say no because it's in front of you.
But if it's so we were saying maybe eina chanami if she would throw it if it's not in front of. Maybe also she doesn't want it. The only reason you need b'funav is in order for us to have a tzad that she's testing it. We're saying no, it's not mashma that way in Rashi. The Beis Lechem Yehuda Reb Dvir is medayik in Rashi. Rashi is mashma that the b'funav is what's making the eini roitzer. It's only eini roitzer. It's befanof. The says to say, the Tzeis Riazokin says that this that zarkas liyam is considered to be ena kedushin is only if it's zarkas bekas. He says b'shem Rab Nissen dav keichushen not lasay bekas v'zarkasay. He did it with anger. If she did it with anger, then we'll say that she doesn't want a kedushin. L'chayra, it doesn't make a difference if it's befanav or not befanav. She takes it, and she has this grimaced face, expression on her face, and she throws it. It's out of anger. If it's befanav, it's not befanav. It doesn't make a difference. The whole vort is it has to be in anger. It doesn't make a difference if it's befanav. But Rashi seems to be saying, no, it's not a question. The Gemara doesn't say anyway, it has to be in anger. The part is, anytime she does it in front of him, she's showing him, Eini Reitza, I don't want to be Mechudeshes. Lemaisa, it appears to be a Machloikas Rambam and Tur. The Tur, when he brings this halacha, says the Tur, if you're Zarkasai, befanav layam, oi, ledavar avid, oi befanav. So it seems from the Tur, the Sefer HaMakna is Medayik, that it has to be Dafka Befanov, which is Mashman Rashi. But the Rambam says, Zarkasa Oy Liyam, Oy Ldavar Ovid, Oy Befanov. Seems like Liyam doesn't need to be Befanov in order for it not to be a Kedusha. That's what it sounds like from the Tur. That's what the Makna is Medayik from the Tur.
Don't do it in front of him, I think he's
what?
The fun of it is telling you that
there
was another way for it to be clear that she doesn't want it.
Yeah, right, true. But Rashi is saying the way that we know that she's saying any rights is because it's befanav. It sounds like the machlok is as follows. According to the Tzeis Riazokin in the Ran, the vote is not she's not saying to him, I don't want. She's just expressing her lack of desire. It doesn't make a difference if he hears it, he doesn't hear it. The fact that she throws it, she's doing it for herself, ke'ilu. Right? Doesn't have to be befanav. According to Rashi, it's not a lack of desire. She's just showing him, I don't want to be mekudeshes. Therefore, it has to be befanav in order for that to happen. Now, when does she have to throw this by? How long does she have to throw it? She takes it and she throws it. How much time does she have before the grenade explodes? So the Mefarshim says she has. What would you say? Anyone?
Yeah.
Till he walks away.
He just... Oh, but even when he's still there, as long as he's standing there, okay. Maybe as long as he's standing there, according to Rashi, that could be. No, but according to Tyson, what does right away mean? What's mean right away? So the Rishonim, so the Achrayim and Rishonim say Toch Kedei Dibur. Echmen is the word of Toch Kedei Dibur. Is Toch Kedei Dibur haste right away? What does right away mean? Toch Kedei Dibur is right away. It doesn't mean that she has to like this. It's not a hot potato. Like just go like that. Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur. That means that it's being done right away. This does haste. Miad.
It's pretty quick.
How long Toch Kedei Dibur is? That's what I think it's Rishonim. I think it's a Meiri and Achrayim that say it has Toch Kedei Dibur. The Shaila that Achrayim ask is yeah. As long as she shows kas on her face, she has to keep her frown for. Okay.
How long does that last? If she gets angry for another reason.
No, something. So.
No, but if she got angry the first second and it hasn't died down yet.
So the Mefarshim say it's Toch Kedei Dibur. The Shaila is that the Gemara in the Nedarim says there's no din Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur by Kedushin. So the good to Gemara, Tachzuch Peites, I don't remember, I didn't look it up, but it says, by Avodah Zarah, by Gittin, there's no din Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur. So over here, why are we saying Toch Kedei Dibur? As a Chmein, as the Pshat is as follows. What does the Gemara mean there? It says no din Toch Kedei Dibur. It means that let's say a man is Makadosh and Isha, and a second later she says, no, I don't want it. Change my mind. Toch Kedei Dibur, you can't be Chayzer. There's no Chazara. Because by Avodah Zarah, a person is Shtachel Avodah Zarah, and then he changes his mind. These are things that people have very definitive opinions about. Usually, I'm not really sure if I want it, I don't want it, so we give you Toch Kedei Dibur in order to be Chayzer. But over here, by Kedushin, and by Avodah Zarah, on these things, we don't allow you Toch Kedei Dibur. But our sugi of Toch Kedei Dibur is not about that she wants to be chayzer. It's just a question of, is this called miyad? What is miyad called? The Gemara in the Nedarim says, you can't be chayzer, even miyad, when it comes to Kedushin. But is Toch Kedei Dibur called miyad by Kedushin? Of course it is. So over here, we need her to show miyad she doesn't want das. Say nachalami. If she throws it within Toch Kedei Dibur, it's going to be Kedibur. What does Rashi say? Hatshatzinu kameh b'mokom she'ena avod havi kedushin bitmiya. It's like, no, it's a lomi boy. Not only when she throws it in front of him, even when she throws it to the yam where she's the mechayiv ba lishlume gomra umekatcha nafsha. I would think over there maybe she's gomra vakitcha nafsha ulefi shehu shelah zarkasay linasays ezeh imhu ragzon. Because it's hers, she wants to test this person if he's a ragzon or not. I don't know if this is the right diak in Rashi, but I think Rashi is saying as follows: how is she testing him that he's a ragzon? Only because it's hers. What would it be if it was his and she threw it into the yam? Then even if he's not a ragzon, he's going to get angry. What are you doing? You're throwing my thing into the sea. Everyone gets angry. You throw their stuff into the sea. But now that it's hers, Levishu Shalah, says Rashi, and she's Zarkosai Lanasis to see, is he just the type of person to get angry? Like, what are you doing? What do you care what I'm doing? What are you doing? Why are you throwing out this? What are you doing? He's stupid. So at Kamaz, he's going to get angry even though it's hers. You see that? He stomp flies off the handle. If it was his and she threw it into the sea, she has good reason why to get angry. What are you throwing my thing into the sea for? It's mine.
Isn't it only since it's hers that if she didn't want the marriage, she never would have done it?
What?
Only because it's hers. She didn't get the test, he's a Razi. But if it wasn't hers, then she didn't want the Kedushin, she never would
have. No, but Rashi, that's true. But Rashi is saying that the way to test is if it's hers, look at the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Lefi shehu shelah zarkasa linasis ezem hu ragzon. Because it's hers, so she threw it to test if he's a ragzon. It sounds like you can't test a ragzon if it's not hers. She can't test it. Can I take your thing, throw it into the sea, and see if you're a ragzon? You can't do that. You know why? Because even if you're not a ragzon, it's likely you're going to get angry. That's not called a ragzon. That's called a regular person. A maloch doesn't get angry. That's like the lush in the Gemara. The Gemara says what's the lush of the Gemara there? Rabbi Chai, you know which Gemara I'm talking about? Right. Consisting of Hashem and Chepasim Ve'enem Meshivim, and then what is it? What are the other ones? Hanelovim ve'enam olvim, Hashem and Chepasim ve'enam meshivim, Alav Akasav Omer, Ketzei Hashem is Migvurosai. So Chavetz Chaim over there speaks about, what do you mean? Hanelovim ve'enam olvim. Why is that? Why are you allowed to be? You're allowed to you scream at somebody? So he says it's within like the new human nature that if they get screamed at, they're going to scream back. That's already considered regular. So it's like you're a Baal Madrega if you don't do that. You're a regular person if you answer back. But you're a Baal Madrega if you don't do it. So over here, he throws her stuff. She throws his stuff into the water. It's not called a ragzon. That's called the mensch. He wants to be a malach. You want to call him, and you want to ketzei sashemesh mikvurasoi, which is like a tzaddik, is a person that wouldn't get angry.
Well, it could be that even if the person's a ragzon, he's not going to work on himself in that pride. Could be that.
That's not called a ragzon. No, we
exactly.
Want to see is he
a ragzon? He's a ragzon, and he's going to get angry when she throws his thing.
She wants to see is he a ragzon or not. So if he would get angry, he's a ragzon. We're saying that this person, a person to get angry when someone throws your stuff in the sea, I don't think that makes him a ragzon. That just makes him a human being. Normal people get angry. Someone's on a boat and someone takes his stuff and throws it onto the boat. It throws it into the sea. Like, of course they're going to get angry. It's not a ragzon. That's a mensch. He's a ragzon because it's hers. So she gave it. He gave it to her. Okay, but now it's mine. I do whatever I want with it. What are you getting angry at me for? You gave it to me. Elamai. That's a ragzon. That he's a ragzon. Can zayin. I'll call upon him. Doshtet. So Rashi ain't a mekudeshes. Ve'ainu doyma latein mana leplayni ve'akadosh ani lucha. Says Rashi. Why by? No. Next Gemara. Sorry. Anshulis. Next Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Hiskachi libemana. He says, "Give me married to me with the mana. Tneim la abu lavincha. Give it to your father or to my father, your father. Eino mekudeshes. She's not married. Al menas she yekablem li mekudeshes. On the condition that they will be makabel it for me, then she is mekudeshes." Says the Gemara, Tana abu lo diacha koicha dereisha. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Eina mekudeshes. Says Rashi. Ve'eina doyma latein mana leplayni ve'akadosh ani lucha. Rashi says, what's the difference where you say give it to my father, or you say give it to Ploini, Teiman on the Ploini, Vakanashin Lucha. What was that din, Teiman on the Ploini, Vakanashin Lucha? With which mechanics is it being Mekudeshes? Midin Aref. Teiman on the Ploini, Vakanashin Lucha is the Gemara on Daf. Davav. The top of Daf Zayin Amid Aleph. From the base, Daf Zayin Amid Aleph. The Akash Lucha Mekudesh Medin Aref.
She's saying she wants to get married there.
So we'll see. That's the Mishnah we're going to speak about that. So that's Rashi's question. What's the difference in our case? Give it to my father or give it to Ploini? Over there it says Mekudesh Medin Aref. The Gemara says, Ain't Mekudesh. It says Rashi. In the Dema Teiman of the Ploini of Akash Lucha, the Hassam, I Ka Amrla Me Ikara. Avokan Meshate Hiboy Keloy Martain Mois Chalacherim. Says Rashi, over there, she's the one that started the conversation. She says to him, I would like to marry you, and if you give the money to Ploini, I'll marry you. So is she joking? She's not joking. Why would you think she's starting up with someone? But where he comes to her and says, marry me, and she says, give it to my father, then it's a cynical, l'chayra, it's just a cynical type of response. She says, hey, give it to my father. Where she says it first, why would you think she's being cynical over there? We're going to assume she means it for legit. She really means it. But if he is the one that starts it and she doesn't say it, tchila. Now the Tosfos Rid argues with Rashi. Tosfos Rid also addresses the question of Arif. Why don't you say Mekudesh is Midin Arif? The Mara Makarmis we gave the Tosfos Rid says the Tosfos Rid, it's a different reason. The difference is as follows. Because in the case before on Daf Vav and Beis Ayin and Aleph, what did she say? Tein mana leploini ve'akadesh ani lecha. The magic words which are ve'akadesh ani lecha. So he used the words kedushin. He didn't just say give your money to someone else. He said give your money to someone else and I will marry you. In our sugya, the man said to her, be mekadesh to me, and she said, give your money to my father, give your money to my to your father. And she never said, and I will marry you. That's the difference.
The man's talking first.
Nothing to do with if the man's talking first or not. Says the Tosfos Rid, what would be in the following case? If the man would say, I want to marry you. And she says, Tein mana le'abba ve'ekadesh ani lecha. What's going to be the din? Says the Tosfos Rid. Mekudeshes. Says Rashi. Eino mekudeshes.
Rashi says
eino mekudeshes. But ala achroinim farshtein in Rashi, eino mekudeshes. Kiveiger. The pilpula charifta in the Kormanasana lechayra kveger is kemat mefurish, kemat. In that case,
here it's not mekadesh. If she says, "I want to marry you,"
even if you says the words, "I not want to marry," because, okay, lechura. Those the machlekes brings the Tosfos Rid v'divrei Amar lo nirali. Okay, Rabbi says, if you look in Tosfos over here, the shaila is in Tosfos. Anyone who gets this right, aside from Shimshon Willick, is going to get a very special prize. Restaurant of your choice. Doesn't have to be Entry.
Well, I have to.
Okay, I have veto power. But here goes. You ready? Let's see Tosfos. Says Tosfos. I don't think anyone's going to get it. I don't think anyone's going to get it. Well, we're going to see. I'll show you what the question is. Here goes. You ready?
Wait and see.
Says Toises. I. Toises also asked the question. Rashi asked the question. The Toises asked the question. Diloy dami. The hasam shehischila hila daber. Ikalameim the daitel is kadesh. Aval hocha shuamala tchila is kadshili. Vehi me shiva tneim lemi shatirza. Ikalameim the ain daitel is kadesh. Elim a shanta boy. Veino chesheshes. That's the Tosis. Rabbi says, is Tosis like Rashi, or is Tosis like the Tosis Rit? Tosis like Rashi, or is Tosis like the Tosis Rit? This is a very easy question. That's not... Rashi. Sounds like Rashi, right? Uh-oh. It sounds like, actually...
None of them.
It sounds like a spinning image of Rashi. Doesn't it? It even uses the same words as Rashi. Sounds mamish like Rashi. So what's the problem? My problem is as follows. I understand that Tosis' Matara is always to do something that Rashi does not do. Tosis knew all the Rashis. Tosis is written next to the Rashi. Tosis usually argues with Rashi, brings Rashi. Tosis was like learning Rashi. Tosis was like, it's Gemara Rashi, and Tosis argues, he sticks in. Do you ever see a Tosis that says the exact same thing as Rashi? Like Tosis the whole way along. Oh, Rashi, there's Rashi, I'm Rashi, it's Rashi. He doesn't do that. Tosis is coming to say something after Rashi. It's a Tosefes. It says something added to Rashi. It's not Tosis. The Balei Tosis are the grandchildren of Rashi. What are they? Are they going to just write the same thing the Zeta wrote? That's plagiarism. Find me one Tosefes in Shas that writes the same thing as Rashi, aside from this one.
That's you got for it.
That's the answer, if you get that?
No. The question is there any difference between Rashi and Tosis? What's the difference? What's the
Ikalamemar.
So when I first was learning the Tosis, I thought Ikalamemar. I thought it was Taki Ikalamemar, like he says. The problem is that Tosis says twice Ikalamemar. So Vaistachos Tosis Ikalamemar is Lav Dafka. So, I'll show you. I'll tell you what Zevi was trying to say as follows. Rashi keeps to say that when he says it, he means to say, I don't want to be married to you. And Tosis is saying, Ikalamemar, that he's Meshatabo. But Rashi says twice Ikalamemar on the top and on the bottom. It says both times Ikalamemar, Tosis. So Ikalamemar is. No, it's the same thing. The words Ikalamemar is loved after Tosis. This Ikalamemar means that this is what we say. It comes out, it's even a vada.
Why does it say Be'en HaChashashas?
What?
Be'en HaChashashas. It's not even a
Kedushin. It's not even a Chashash Kedushin. According to Rashi, also it's not a Chashash Kedushin.
Nothing.
Is there a difference between Rashi and Tosfos? I have not seen a lot of people bring Rashi and Tosfos. They'll kind of like sweep them under the same umbrella. Reb Kiveger makes a remes. And he says, brings Tosfos, and he says, Doime lezeh b'Rashi, it's not such a Lashon. Kumeduma shezeh Rashi, or something like that. Reb Kiveger seems to be like, you know, a little bit on the edge as far as is Rashi and Tosfos the same thing. But I have a hard time, Rabbi, say Rashi and Tosfos the same thing? Echob kemol nish getrofen. A Rashi and Tosfos vazogin de zel bezach.
Why is Shimshon answering this?
Because Shimshon heard Pshat already. Rabbi Chayas, what do you say?
Saying that she started off the whole thing.
Rashi doesn't say that?
Yeah,
Kara.
Same thing.
Rashi says that she started the whole discussion.
Rashi says the same thing.
Kara.
She said it first.
You can't win it.
Is there an afkamina? I have an afkamina la alocha. What difference does it make? What's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos? Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to go weiter.
This is easy. Find the difference.
What difference does it make?
Well, one's saying give it to whoever you want.
So what?
pshat in the Gemara.
What, how does that change a pshat? There's a word.
You know
but,
her now.
What?
Weak sauce.
What difference does it make? Weak sauce. Yeah, I'm not looking for a different word. We can find different words. You're all going to be able to find different words. I want to know what's the difference in the pshat. What the difference is Rashi and Tosfos? No, it's after they're not in the snabu but signoi, but in the same lashon. It's the same signoi. It's the same shprat. What? Rashi says meshata boy. What is meshata he bought me? She doesn't want to marry him. Meshata he boy. It's the same lashon as Tosfos. Right. So Rashi doesn't say the exact words, but Rashi is saying meshata he boy. It's the chayr saying she doesn't want to have das. This is a rough one, Rabbi said. This is a really rough one. No cheating. No cheating. Okay, Rabbi said. I'm going to hold this off for now. We're going to, believe that if you want, we can do it later tonight. Let's go right through in the... Let's go right through in the... I'll call upon him. According to Tosfos and Rid, what's the din? If she says, Tanein model the plenty of Akash and Ilacha, they're going to be Kodeshes from what din? According to Tosfos and Rid? Midin Arev. Our Gemara's discussion is being Mekadesh Midin Arev. Now the Gemara continues. Says the Gemara. Hiskachili bemana tneim leploini ena mekudeshes. It's the same type of thing, just before it's Ava Avicha, and here it's just a random person. If you give it to the father or to my father, there it's Kedushin. Because she's so Mechdas Savra Avdin Lishli Chosai. Maybe only by father or her father, his father, because over there she has an affiliation. She's not married to his, she's not related to his father, but she has a connection with his father. So therefore, we can think that he will be responsible about it and he'll do the shlichus. But a random person, maybe not. She's nothing to do with him. To give him b'matana. She's giving it to him b'matana. So it's interesting, Rabbi. So the Gemara is changing over here. The Gemara is saying over here, it seems like at least, that when she's going to say, Almanashi, Kavleim, Abba Avicha, how's it working? Midin Arev. Not anymore. Now the Gemara seems to say that the father is going to do shluchusai. What does shluchusai mean? It's going to work within shlichus. Before we were saying that the way it works is it could work within arev. Now the Gemara is saying it's working within shlichus. So the chayr, what's going on is as follows. If when he's saying give it to my father, he means give it to my father, and my father should keep it, and my father should keep it. So then, the father's not shliach. The father, elamayim, he didn't arev. It's as if she got it if you give it to the father, however that works. But if she says, almanas sheyikablum li, that means on the condition that he will receive it for me. Who's going to keep the money? She's going to keep the money. She just wants the father to hold it for her. So then how is she mekudeshes? Now it's midin shlichus. Because now the money is going for her, not for him. So now it has to work midin shlichus. That's what the Gemara says. Avn shlichusai. But in a case when she says tneim la'avla avicha, over there the Gemara says she's giving to him b'matana. It's going to stay his. If it's his, how are they mekudeshes? Over there it's midin arif. So those are the two different mechanics that are here at play. Is on the one hand, if she means that he should keep it, if she says tneim la'avla avicha and he'll keep it, then it's midin arif. If alimashe kablum lish, he will be mekabel it for me, and then it's going to be my money, so then it's going to be midin shlichus. What does Rashi say? Says Rashi, Samcha Allah, she is soimech on her father or his father. David shlichus say that he will do the shlichus. V'chi makabaluhu have a shlucha u'makadsha. And when she's makabalit, when he's makabalit, he will be her shliach u'makadsha. Her shliach and be makadsha. Yeah. Tosfos Rid over here argues on Rashi. So this Rid says, it sounds from Rashi that we're saying over here that it's that it's midin shlichus. Says Tosfos Rid, how does the shlichus work? Shlichus needs a minoy. You have to be a mamana shliach. Says Tosfos Rid, loy mitam sha'asam shliach lekabbalah. That's what Rashi said. Rashi says, ki mekabbalah avi shlucha umekadsha. Not because you're going to be a shliach. Tein shliach lekabbalah ele mi piya isha. You have to be mamana the shliach. Elamai, maybe she told the husband, and the husband's going to go tell the father, oh, your daughter said you should take this. That's a cloud principle called mili. Mili lo mimzer le shliach. Shlichos cannot only be on words. Shlichos has to have something more than words. V'lo shetiyoma la'achar emar l'ploini v'yikabim kudusha kid aprishas begitin the shlichos gabal mili hu u'mili lo mimzer le shliach. So Tosfos Rid argues on Rashi. Says the Tosfos Rid, Ella Hainu Taima Dekivan De Amrale to name La Abu Ula Vincha, being that she said, "Give it to my father or your father." Kilu Nasnam Biyada Dami. It's as if they put it in her hands. No shlichus. No shlichus. She said that you should give it to my father. Giving it to the father as if you're giving it to her, without the din of shlichus. Now, our boy said, can't be me, din arev either. Because who's the one who's keeping the money? She's keeping the money. So how's this working? So Peladik Tosfos Rid. But again, Rashi's also shver. Because Rashi said it's going, meaning shlichus, fact Tosfos Rid is no shlichus, because milim rim shlichus shliach. Comes the Avnim Meluim. The Avnim Meluim says in Rashi that it's not. You with me? The Avnim Meluim says in Rashi that it doesn't mean midin minoy shlichus. It means it's midin tzchiyah mitam shlichus. What does that mean? Enachanami. There's two different types of shlichus. There's a shliach where you make a shliach. There's a shliach which is zochen la'adam shaloi b'fanav. So you could be zoicha for the isha over here. You could be zoicha in the mana for the isha. And tzchiyah doesn't need a minoy. That's the difference. A regular shlichus needs a minoy shlichus. When it's a zochen la'adam shaloi b'fanav, tzchiyah mitam shlichus, it works even without a minoy. Rabbi Shariel is medayikin in the Rashi, because Rashi says, v'chi mekabel lehu havishlucha. When the father is mekabel, he becomes the shliach. What do you mean, v'chi mekabel havishlucha? It's just shlichus. It seems like, no, you become a shliach with the Kabbalah, because the zechiyah makes you into a shliach. You're not a shliach because the isha made you a shliach. V'chi mekabel lehu havishlucha. That's the way Rashi learns. But Tosfos Rid, L'chayra is still shver. Tosfos Rid says it works even without shlichus. Let's look the Gemara Baiter. Says what? So what?
No,
Gemara
Baiter.
So he's saying that it depends on what the pshat in Arev is exactly. How to understand? But if you're saying conclusion in Arev, it doesn't say here Arev. You have to see if this would be considered a din of Arev or not. In the case of Zor Kasa Layam, no, down here is not saying Arev. We'll see about
patience.
I got 2 minutes. Zok the Gemara, Hiskachi libimone. Tnei malgabi sela ina mekudeshes imisel shalom mekudeshes. But Rav Bibi sela shal shnei mahu teiku, says Rashi. Why sela shalom mekudeshes? The chatzir shal adam koina. Rashi says, why does it work? Sela shalom mekudeshes, because chatzir is koina, and therefore it's going to work. Rashi's learning the sela is like a chatzir, even though a chatzir might need to be the shtameres. Chatzir has to be a certain height. But I guess we're talking about a sela that fulfills the specifications of chatzir. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns totally different. Tosfos says, well, how could, then what's the shalos? Sela shal shneim, says Tosfos. Chatzir shal shneim, you can't be koina. Chatzir shal shneim, says Tosfos. That's not what it means. So he says the Gemara's shaila of Sela isn't whether or not whether or not she could be kinda there. It's shaila whether or not she wants to be kinda. She says, he says, I'd like to marry you. Put it on a rock. What do you think she means when she says put it on a rock? She doesn't want it. So Tosfos is learning that this is another sugya which is talking about whether or not she's happy with what he says or not happy. First sugya is she takes it, throws it into the sea. Second sugya is give it to my father. Third sugya is put it on a rock. They're all three of the same type. type of sugyas, which is a question in her das. Rashi is learning this last sugya has nothing to do with her das. Now it's a shalas, can she be mukundeshes in a chutzer? A sel shoshnei, mau. If you put it on my rock, I'm koine. Because why? Because it's my rock. Stam a rock, not. What about a rock? Shoshnei, it's the way Rashi learns. Tois learns not like this. Shalas, according to Toisvis, Toisvis says you can't be koine and sel shoshnei. So how does the kenya work? How taka she mukundeshes? Why is there so, saying we don't know what her das is, but okay, so now that we know that she wants to be Mekudeshes, but in Sel Shoshnei, how do they get Mekudeshes according to Taisus? And how does Rashi answer the question? And Taisus reads a third sheet with this, Beis Hashem, Belina, there. We will complete our quest of Kedushin. Anyone comes up with a good answer? So what?